She had mentioned she was born in Marlow, Oklahoma.
Well, I was also born in Oklahoma, so I have some understanding about the family and the location where she came from. There's a town back there called Paul's Valley. Her great-grandfather was Smith Paul. Was that his name?
Smith Paul and Sam Paul.
Smith and Sam Paul. And you may know the story, those of your family will, that the famous John Wayne movie True Grit, that famous U.S. Marshal, that historical character that the story is based on, is her great-grandpa from the Paul family. So I've actually preached in Paul's Valley two or three times. I want to take just a moment now to close out our time together before you are off to a gathering at the Jezreel Missionary Baptist Church on Potomac in Mount Vernon. Jezreel Missionary Baptist Church will be a reception there. I want to take just a moment to make just a few brief comments about the passage of Scripture we read a moment ago, Psalm 23. The Hebrew people, and Jim is a linguist. Perhaps some of that came from your mother. You said she was very fluent in English and already had some background in that. So there's something about the linguistic ability of these people, and your mother included, to understand languages. Some people have it, and some don't. That's just all there is to it. It's a blessing if you're going to be a preacher if you have that gift. But the Hebrews love to speak in poetry and in beautiful images. Instead of saying the Lord is our protector and keeper, provider, David said it this way: the Lord is my shepherd. He painted a picture. Now, I don't know when David wrote this psalm. My own best feeling is that he wrote it near the end of his life, or after he had been on his long pilgrimage with God for a long time. And of course, King David was at the pinnacle and power of Israel's ancient history as the king of Israel. But as a boy, he steps onto the biblical stage taking care of his father's sheep just outside the little village of Bethlehem, the same Bethlehem that Jesus would be born in much later, his great descendant, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we have a tendency to do as we grow older, we have a tendency to look back in some sense of nostalgia on our earlier days. Perhaps that was David's experience. And he thought about the carefree days of taking care of the flock, overseeing his dad's sheep, one watching over the lambs. And then a thought came to him as the Holy Spirit inspired him. You know what? The Lord is my shepherd. And all these years, he's watched over me. He's guided me. He's provided for me. And he's protected me. In this brief little psalm, David shared a couple of personal testimonies that I want to highlight, and then we'll be done. The first is this. He shared, because he knew the Lord as his shepherd, that he had a real peace and confidence about eternity. He had a sense of security even in facing death. Remember these words? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The real sting and pain of death is separation. But here we find that even at the moment of death, the good shepherd never leaves us. The Lord is with us in this life, and he's there as our great shepherd to guide us through the shadowy veil of the shadow of death. And he knows that path well, for he himself has made it and came back to us. But at the end of this psalm, David says this: I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And if I could share one thing with you today that would be most important about this moment and about our brief gathering here on this kind of cold and chilly morning is this. I hope you can say with David that I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the most important thing in this life, to know for certain you're going to heaven when you die. And that happens because you know Jesus as your Lord, and in this case, shepherd, your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you've never trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, let me encourage you to follow in faith's footsteps. Footsteps of faith. To place your faith in Christ. Put your hand in his hand. Let him be your Lord, your Savior, and your shepherd. And you can say with King David, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Those words may have been on the heart and mind of our Savior the night before his own death. For in the upper room he gathered with his disciples and he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." A few lines later, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but me." David said, "I'll dwell in the house of the Lord." Jesus said, "Meet me in my Father's house." And I hope that you can say the same. Call upon the Lord today. Start going to church on Sunday and live for Jesus. Well, let's bow together for a word of prayer, and then we'll be dismissed. There will be an opportunity to shake hands and fellowship briefly together here for a while. But then on to the Jezreel Missionary Baptist Church at Potomac and Mount Vernon for a reception to follow. Father, we now come, as this family has done, the very last thing they can do for her, to bring her to this final resting place, knowing that someday this casket and this mausoleum will be opened when the trump sound we heard from heaven, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We just pray today, Lord, you would comfort all of us with these words. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you for coming. And you are dismissed. That's beautiful. God bless you. Thank you.